This is Seven Mountain Business Radio. Each week, local experts discuss how the Bible is filled with sound business advice. Learn how to build effective systems, marketing, real estate mastery, and more. Now, here is your host, Karen Conrad.
Good morning and welcome to Seven Mountains Business Radio. This is Karen Conrad and I'm your host every Saturday morning at 6:30 a.m. on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m. and 92.5 FM. And I'm so glad that you joined me this morning. Of course, if you don't want to get up so early, we have other ways for you to catch this program. So you can go to krdonewsradio.podbean.com, and you can go there 24/7 anytime, completely free. So if you think this program could be a good program for friends, family, co-workers, please forward them that link and let them know to check it out. So we are in a series called The Effective Entrepreneur, and we've been talking a lot about the Blue Ocean Strategy. And last week, when we did the program, we got into something called the scientific method, which is a way for you to analyze and test results when you're looking at going into that blue ocean. So for those of you that are joining me for the first time on this topic, I'm going to give you a very brief overview of the blue ocean strategy and compare that to what we call the red ocean strategy. So the blue ocean strategy is a very unique strategy that is perfect for entrepreneurs, because when we're entrepreneurs, we can be flexible, we can pivot with our business, but also we're not in a situation where we can really compete on price too much, because we don't want to just keep lowering our prices. A lot of times if we do that and we just want to compete only in the space of price, we would be giving up value or maybe some of the things that are super important to us and the reason we started our businesses. And so a Blue Ocean strategy is really a strategy based on a mindset that can really help you to break the market boundaries. It can be reconstructed by the actions and beliefs of the industry players, okay? So, for example, a lot of times I'll run into people that have been in an industry for a long period of time. Maybe they've worked in several positions, and maybe they see some things that they like, maybe they see some things that they don't like, and they decide one day that they're going to start their own business and do things within that industry the way they want to do them. That is a perfect example of finding a blue ocean within an industry. So it might be something as easy as we want to bring added value to the client. It might be something that we just want to focus on a certain target market and really meet the needs of that target market. But when we look at using a blue ocean, we are really setting ourselves completely apart from the competition rather than going into what we call a red ocean and trying to compete in the same red ocean for the same business, trying to offer the same value proposition. So this strategy has been key for me personally. And really, when we work with clients and we do a fair amount of business consulting, building business strategic plans, we take people through several exercises that contribute to that strategic business plan that really gets down to who are we, what are we trying to accomplish, and we hone in on that value proposition, which really says who we are, what we do, how we maybe differ from the competition or from other people in our space, and the price that we want to deliver those services. So if you've not heard about Blue Ocean Strategy, the previous three programs, I walk you through the Blue Ocean Strategy in detail, and I give you a lot of examples, both from my personal life and of businesses and industries that you know of, so that you can kind of take the information and apply it in a way that you understand. It just helps to give examples and kind of see, oh, I see how Starbucks or whoever did that, and then you can start to apply it to your business. So I'm going to continue today with the scientific method, analysis and testing. So when we have an idea or our team comes up with an idea that could be a blue ocean strategy, we want to test it and we want to make sure that it's viable before we put all our resources behind it, switch our marketing plans, our messaging, and all those things. We probably want to make sure that we are on the right track with this idea. And so I do have a template for this. Matter of fact, you can go to my website, KarenConrad.net, and there's banners that go across the top, and one of them is the Effective Entrepreneur banner. You can click on that, and you can download these templates free of charge, or go into KarenConrad.net, go into my store, and you can click on the Effective Entrepreneur, and it's completely free. And what I have in there is the scientific method analysis. It's just a document that explains it and it kind of puts it in a flow chart for you. And then I did an example that we used a lot yesterday, just my personal experience with Doggy Vacay. I feel that was a blue ocean when they came out with that. And so I kind of put that example down. And then I have a blank template there too, so that as you come up with ideas, and as you learn about more about this, that you can actually just fill in the blanks and you can process those ideas. Now, that's really beneficial because a lot of times our team members, we want to get them involved, or maybe our friends and family, and we ask them advice on our business, or we ask them to help us with some innovation. And so we get a bunch of great ideas that are kind of thrown on the table, and then we walk away from the meeting and nothing's done. This is a way to actually capture those innovative ideas and then walk people through, and you're included in that when you go through and fill it out, walk the team through what it would take to actually deliver on the idea that's being presented. So here are the steps with the scientific method analysis, and we'll go into more detail today so you understand how to actually apply these steps. But first of all, we list out the purpose of what we're trying to accomplish. And so I kind of call that, you know, I make an observation. And so let's just say I'll go back to my example with my dog because it's just a great example. So I used when I would bring him to the kennel. He would be really unhappy with me. I'd be putting him in this like little prison cell, and I didn't feel good about it at all. And so at that time, I just made an observation that was like, wow, I just wonder if there, you know, my dog is unhappy. I wonder if there might be a way to provide him with care when I'm on vacation that is not something that has him just panicked when I get back. So it's an observation that you make. Remember, most businesses, in really successful businesses, are birthed out of solving a problem. And then the next step is to ask a question. Then we make a hypothesis, which starts with, you know, I think if we did this, that we would be able to accomplish something great. Then we conduct the experiment, which we're going to spend quite a bit of time on today. Then we draw conclusions that start like, you know, I learned through this testing that. And then we report our results, and depending on those results, we're able to actually go through and make a decision if we need to adjust something, go back up to the top of the list and kind of start over. So on last week's program, I really went into detail a lot on sort of the doggy vacay business. I think we can all relate to that, especially those of us that have pets, and I applied the scientific method steps to it. I want to share another example of what I feel is a blue ocean. And remember, with blue oceans, like, you have a period of time that when you have a blue ocean, you're able to go out into the market and you're able to kind of like take that market without any competition pretty significantly for a period of time. So once you launch that blue ocean, you really want all hands on deck, because there will be a time, whether you have a patent, whether you have a business idea, whether there is a way that you do business or deliver value that no one else sees right now, the competition will be watching and they will try to copy something that works. And so you want to just go in and make sure that you, we used to say in Minnesota, you make hay when the sun is shining. because you want to make sure that you grab hold of and take advantage of the idea that God has given you to maximize your business. So another example is, the taxi business. So 5 years ago, maybe I'm off on my timing, certainly 10 years ago, there was no such thing as Uber. So somebody came up with the need to have an alternative to the standard taxi services, and they created Uber, which, there's a lot of businesses out there, and I'm sure that there'll be other businesses that will try to come in and take that model. But there's a lot of businesses out there that have taken something that's standard in the industry, and they have just pivoted with that a little bit, and they have created amazing blue oceans. So, when you look at a blue ocean, you have to question a couple things. So, for example, if I have a blue ocean, how do I provide more value? So if we're looking at Ubers, how do they provide more value to their clients? And you might have a list of things. Well, we're able to give them more personalized service. We're able to use a mobile app. We're able to give reviews. There's all sorts of things I'm sure that they came up with to provide value. So that's the first question. The second question is, how do they reduce expenses? So with the Blue Ocean strategy, when you find that, those are the two questions you want to ask. How do we provide more value, and how do we reduce expenses? And that's the beauty of it. And if you look at it in the Uber idea, for example, compared to a taxi company, there's not the expensive vehicles that have to be purchased. People are using their own vehicles that generally they already have, and they're turning what most people would see as a liability into an asset. Okay, so I'm sure that they went through a lot of testing to make sure that that works. And that's what we want to spend the rest of today on, is talking about how we test those ideas. So why do we need to test? Well, testing allows great ideas to see the light of day. If we just have ideas and we're compiling them and we leave the meeting all excited about it. You've been in meetings like that. I've been in meetings like that, but nothing is done. All these amazing things that we think we can do will never see the light of day. So let me give you an example of a test, and I'm going to use Subway. We're all familiar with Subway as an example. Subway wanted to find out if they could do the $5 lunch special. All right, but they did not want to take the risk in all their locations because they weren't certain if it would take off, if it would negatively affect their current business, if it would work in every market, etc. So if I'm a company like Subway and I've got locations really probably all over the world, if I've got a great idea or an innovative idea that I think might work, I would not want to risk rolling that out until I actually knew. So how do companies do that? They set up tests. And so what Subway did is they rolled out a test in a few markets, ensuring that they did not sway the results by location or demographics. And so that can happen. So let's talk about that. When we decide to test an idea, what are some things that we need to consider? Well, one of them is we need to consider that we've got to isolate that test. So sometimes what happens, as a matter of fact, there's a bank that decided they wanted to test a new way that they were going to service customers in the line. They were getting complaints that people were really, they had to wait too long in the line and their customer service levels were going down. And so they wanted to test having a TV monitor above the teller line that would provide information and sort of help ease that time in line, or maybe make it more productive so that by the time that they actually got through the line, maybe they weren't so angry or frustrated. Well, before they wanted to purchase TVs in the system in all of their branch locations, they wanted to test it in a certain market or a couple markets. Well, that's a great idea. But the problem is that they also rolled out something else new at the same time. All right. So if I'm trying to test if the monitors are going to increase the level of customer satisfaction in line at a bank, but I also roll out a new computer program at the same time, I'm going to get mixed results. So isolation is really, really important to include when you decide to test an idea. So how do I know how to go about that test? Well, the first thing you have to determine is, what is it that I'm trying to find out? What am I trying to determine? So if we go back to the example that we used with Subway, they were trying to determine if a $5 lunch special would be beneficial to bring in more business to their locations. All right? That's a great idea. So if I'm doing that, I need to make sure that the markets that I go into are varied. Okay, so why is that important? That's important because sometimes what will work in one market may not work in another market. So I might be in an area where a $5 meal is already important in that market. Maybe there's competition down the road that has marketed a $5 meal. So I just hop in there and I might have really good results because that market's already been trained to look for a $5 meal. So in that market, I would want to test this and isolate it. But I'd also want to go into a variety of markets because different areas of town or different cities, different states may respond differently to my idea of the $5 meal at Subway. So you'd want to choose a variety of areas. If you service multiple areas, you'd want to set up the test in those multiple areas to make sure that your results are not based on a specific demographic. Also, you want to go in and make sure that there's nothing else happening at that local level in that location. For example, if there was a Subway that started a punch card, okay, around this same time, well, that could skew the result of me trying to find out if the $5 meal was effective. Another thing I want to make sure that I would determine in this example is I'd want to make sure that I didn't overall actually reduce my margin for lunch. So I would want to set some expectations in that process of what I felt it would do to increase my business. For example, if I did my typical lunch at my location was maybe $2,000 and I brought in this $5 meal at my Subway store and I serviced, 10 more people, but I brought in revenue of $1,500, okay, that would not be a good test. I would look at that and say, you know what, for doing more work, I actually brought in less money. I would want that isolated so that I could easily determine that. So I'm hoping that that's kind of giving you a good example of how you would actually isolate your test group and your control group. The other thing you want to do is before you start testing something, you want to make sure that you have a way to measure those results. A lot of times what I see is that we have good ideas and we think we're testing them, but we have not defined how I'm going to measure those results. So one of the things that we do when we go through the business plan, the strategic business plan, we actually lay out the goals, the benchmarks, and then we also list how I'm going to measure those results. So for example, if we go to back to the banking example and we wanted to find out if we had less upset customers by putting a TV monitor with maybe the news or something on it, I would need to have my tellers or my staff or send out some sort of a survey, right, of people that came in and measure their satisfaction level in a way that's going to be meaningful. So if I just think that that's going to make people happier, and then maybe I interview staff, which I'm not saying is wrong, you might want to ask, but if I don't have something measurable that I can actually tell if my test made a difference, if what I think was going to solve a problem actually moved the needle on satisfaction, that is not going to be effective. So we want to isolate our test group. We want to make sure there's not multiple things that are going on at the same time that could skew my results. And we want to make it measurable. So our time is already up today. My goodness, that seemed to go fast. And I just want to remind you that you're listening to Seven Mountains Radio with Karen Conrad on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM. You can always listen live at KRDO.com. And so if you want to listen to the program on Saturday mornings at 6:30 AM and you are just not near a radio, you can go online and listen to it. And if you want to sleep in, or maybe you're in a different time zone and that 6:30 AM just doesn't work for you, you can always tune in at krdonewsradio.podbean.com. So thank you so much for joining me today. Again, if you want to download the scientific method template, go to my website at karenconrad.net and you can download that completely free. So thank you for joining me during the series Effective Entrepreneur. God bless you and make it a great day.
You've been listening to Seven Mountain Business Radio. Heard every Saturday morning at 6:30 on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM.